Blackstone Audio presents The Devil You Know, a novel by Elizabeth DeMariaffi. This book is read by Andy Arndt. For George. I used to be paranoid, thinking someone was after me, but it was you all along. Paulette Giles, Police Poems, 1. Prologue. The first time I saw him, it was snowing. I was standing next to the stove, under the band of light shining down from the range hood, picking through a bag of spinach leaves and throwing the mushy ones into the sink. Outside, it was white and pretty, and there was just a little frost on the windows, along the edges. The kitchen faced out onto a patchwork of dark backyards sewn together with skinny, faltering fence lines. It was about 9 o'clock, but I hadn't eaten dinner. It was Sunday night, February 21st, 1993. I have a sharp head for detail. That winter, I was a first-year reporter with a newsroom desk at a not-quite-national daily paper. Not even my own desk. I shared it with another new hire, a guy named Vin Nguyen, who sat out the overnights and left crumpled bags of hickory sticks in the pencil drawer. My mother loved and hated my job. She thought I got too close to it. Most news is bad news. Her opinion is that I lived a lot of bad news very closely as a child, and enough is enough. When I was 10 years old, my best friend went missing, and that's what she's talking about. You can look at this as bad news, and it's the understatement of your lifetime. It's likely also the reason I started reporting the news. A balls-out way of handling trauma, wouldn't you say? My mother admits this is true. I'd come on board as a summer intern with a year of J school to go, but the job came up and I